As Obamacare rolled out, hitting every pothole along the way, we were preached to and by government about how top-level medical care was vital for people. Now, when you look at what happens with medical care, and preventative medicine for that, or when government gets involved, oh, that sense of priority, that does come into question, does it not? My next guest is here to detail one of the specific instances which involves the FDA and impacted, among others, Princeton University. He is Senior Vice President with the Franklin Center for Government and Public Integrity, Eric Telford. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Let me give you the website, too. It's franklincenterhq.org. Learn more about the work at the Franklin Center for Government and Public Integrity. And, you know, this sounds like, if you want to apply logic and common sense, which I know when you look at anything to do with the government, you're running on thin ice, but you have an illness, you have an overseeing body that directs, guides, protects the consumer, encourages the developer into creating vaccines and treatments for an illness. And when something like an outbreak of meningitis type B, for example, which is a focus here with this story, comes about, and you realize that, well, the job of the FDA has been an incomplete job. It's, you know, where do you start as far as holding people into account, or is your organization's name displays integrity?
Absolutely. Well, I think this is a particularly egregious outrage. You know, the president said, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. And that's a lie. But what is true coming from the federal government is, if you like your meningitis, you can keep it. Because right now we have two outbreaks in the United States of a deadly disease where there is no approved vaccine, despite the fact that the European Union, Canada, and Australia have all approved a vaccine that the FDA has had in front of it for 3 years. People are dying of these outbreaks, and the FDA won't even grant a special license for the people in the affected areas to have access to this vaccine. It's truly disgusting.
Just a little background. There was, at last count, 8 or 9 cases of bacterial meningitis at Princeton University. That was confirmed as being from the type B strain. That was the State Department of Health, who for New Jersey, said that. Meantime, the meningitis case at Monmouth University is more common and, I mean, it's still serious, but less serious C strain. So the B outbreak at Princeton, that's what prompted the feds to recommend the European vaccine be imported for use by all students. So did the government actually do an end run around the government?
Well, you know, the Center for Disease Control has requested that the FDA do an expedited special license, which doesn't approve the vaccine for full use across the country. It only approves it for the people in the affected areas, which are in New Jersey and California, where outbreaks have happened on both sides of the country. And many would push for the fact that strong regulatory bodies like the European Union, like our neighbors to the north, Canada, and countries like Australia that have a very rigorous review process for these things, should be trusted that in special circumstances like this, where people are dying, and when they don't die, one of the kids who got this in California was a star lacrosse player who had to have both of his feet amputated. This is a deadly disease, and those who don't die suffer lifelong impairments. And the fact that we can't get these folks in those areas access to a vaccine that could save their lives is a shocking display of government red tape that is unfortunately costing people lives. We talked a lot about, when this healthcare law was being debated, that we were going to turn into a Canada. Sadly, Canada looks like a bastion of healthcare freedom compared to us right now, because they have access to this vaccine that we do not.
Well, you think back to, it's really quieted down the last couple of years, but there was a lot of outrage by the FDA and from the pharmaceutical industry. There were literally organizations of senior citizens taking bus trips up to Canada because they could get over-the-counter cheaper what they would have had to have gone to a doctor and pay more for in this country regarding certain medications.
Oh, absolutely. It's horrible, and we keep seeing instance after instance of people losing their health care, of the red tape. I just read an article today that hospital had to wait on hold for 2 hours with an insurance company to get approval for an emergency surgery and gave up because they couldn't get through to the insurance company. This law has been disastrous. Beyond the law itself, the amount of government red tape that's stopping access for patients to necessary care has become a real problem in this country. This meningitis type B vaccine, which, again, there is no approved vaccine for this strain in the United States, despite the fact that it represents 30% of all meningitis cases here. It's been 9 months since the first instance occurred in New Jersey, and 12 people have died since then because the government has failed to act.
Talking with Eric Telford, Senior Vice President with the Franklin Center for Government and Public Integrity, franklincenterhq.org on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The drug, by the way, is Bexsero. And as Eric mentioned, it's been commonly used as an effective vaccine for meningitis type B. And the FDA does have a fast-track procedure. I know this for a fact because I talk a lot and have over the years with a lot of the researchers that do work for neuromuscular diseases. And if an inroad is found, they're allowed to expedite to, they don't call them stage 3 testings anymore, 2B testings on humans. So a fast track does exist. So, you know, what comes from the FDA as far as any sort of explanation of why Bexsero is stuck in the bullpen and the manager isn't signaling it to come out to the mound?
And I think if you look back, that there is a procedure for this. Remember the bird flu, the avian flu, it was a huge national news story, and the government acted expeditiously to give emergency approval of the vaccine for the H5N1 bird flu, but there was not a single confirmed case of it in the United States. Again, we've had 9 cases in New Jersey, another epidemic on the West Coast in California. Since the first confirmed case of meningitis, 12 people have unnecessarily died because the government can't act. So we have an actual epidemic declared by health officials in the state of New Jersey as well as in California, and a failure for the government to grant what they have the authority to with a special license. And again, this isn't exposing the country at large to a untested drug that may be dangerous. This is granting a drug that's been under review for 3 years by the FDA, has gone through successful clinical trials, to people in the affected areas where we know there are outbreaks, where it's been declared a public health disaster emergency. And I think it's incredibly irresponsible of the government to fail to act and do what is totally within its power.
Just for information purposes, bacterial meningitis, it's fatal in up to 15, that's 15% of the cases, even with treatment, can strike someone who's completely healthy, and symptoms actually parallel a strong case of the flu, which is maybe why people just dismiss it too, high fever, headache, and a stiff neck. So that just makes the lack of a treatment in this case, the one specific vaccine, that a little more concerning, to say the least. You know, like it or not, everything to do with our nation is politics, and medicine, as we certainly know now with Obamacare, certainly is in that equation too. Is there any hint that it's who is making Bexsero that's is getting held down for political reasons, or they're not playing the game the way others play, or, you know, is there any hints of something like that going on?
You know, I don't know enough about the reasons it's been held up. The only thing the FDA will disclose is that this is part of their review process, but we know there have been instances in the past, like with the bird flu, the H5N1 vaccine, where it's been granted a special license, and the government's not acting. And I don't know if it's because of political concerns. I don't know if it's just simply a failure of bureaucracy, but the end result is obviously an epidemic that's going untreated, and that's unacceptable. So whatever the cause is on the part of the government, it needs to be addressed. And I don't know if it's part of the new regulations with Obamacare. You know, we don't know enough about what's happened behind the scenes, and that's why I hope Congress or some oversight body might take this up and look into it, because the public really deserves those answers. We need to know why the government has not acted in the public's best interest.
I know we have a U.S. Senator, Democrats, Robert Menendez, who loves to get before the cameras and yell about something. Hopefully, this will be one of the things he'll want to yell about. And when you again, for a point of information, meningitis is not spread through casual contact. You can't be in the same room. But if someone sneezes on you, or if you're kissing, or they cough on you, or if you're sharing cups or utensils with somebody who is afflicted, well, that is how bacterial meningitis spreads. And as we saw with Monmouth and Princeton and the universities out in California, just because of an absence of accountability and absence of action by the FDA, lives are being lost, and for a totally unnecessary reason. And that deserves answers and respect for the American people from the FDA as well as our political leaders. Hopefully that is going to change sooner versus later. Read more about this and the other work at the Franklin Center for Government and Public Integrity at their website, franklincenterhq.org. We've been joined this morning by their Senior Vice President, Eric Telford. Eric, thanks so much for bringing this issue to our attention.
Thanks for being
here.
Today.